Colorado's five Democratic U.S. representatives issued a joint statement Thursday condemning a new policy by Durango's Mercy Hospital in not providing tubal ligations, a form of permanent birth control, after a mother has given birth by cesarean section. The Catholic-based hospital already had a policy prohibiting tubal ligations after vaginal births. The five lawmakers, U.S. Representatives Diana DeGette, Yudira Caraveo, Jason Crow, Joe Neguse, Brittany Peterson, are also members of the Congressional Pro-Choice Caucus co-chaired by DeGette. According to the Durango Herald, Mercy is the only hospital within 45 miles of Durango that offers labor and delivery services. The lawmakers said in their statement, patients living in more rural areas of the state are no exception to the right of reproductive care, and that as the only hospital in Durango providing maternity services, the hospital's decision will undermine patient access to care. A Durango gynecologist told the Durango Herald last September that the hospital would start banning post-C-section tubal ligations beginning in the spring because the procedure does not align with Catholic values. Centura Health, the parent company to Mercy Hospital, did not immediately respond to requests for comment by news outlets. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife necropsy report says a mountain lion that attacked two Netherland area dogs in late December did not have canine remains in its stomach when it died. A Rollinsville man killed the mountain lion on December 27th with his rifle after the animal began attacking his dog. Prior to the mountain lion being shot, a nearby neighbor also reported that the lion attacked his 80-pound husky. The report suggests the mountain lion attack on the dogs was not because of starvation, but rather opportunistic predatory behavior, as a lion was in excellent body condition with fat throughout the carcass. As killings of dogs by mountain lions escalated in the forested regions of Boulder and Gilpin counties last November and December, residents sought explanations for the increase in incidents such as sickness and starvation. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Northeast Deputy Regional Manager Kristen Cannon told the Colorado Sun wildlife officials are uncertain if the mountain lion examined by the necropsy report is the same lion that has killed other dogs during November and December. Security officials at Denver's East High School removed a student with a gun Wednesday within days of another student being shot near the school. School officials say they received reports of a student with a weapon on school property, and after identifying and removing the student, they contacted the student's caregivers with no safety risk to other students and faculty. On Monday, 16-year-old East High School student Luis Garcia received gunshot wounds while sitting in his car near the school. Garcia remains in the hospital in critical condition. In response to the shooting, school administrators closed the school on Tuesday and reconvened classes Wednesday under heightened security. Woodland Park School District has adopted American Birthright Social Studies Standard despite Colorado's new inclusive social studies standards. Juanita Hurtado has more.
With the introduction of Colorado's new inclusive social studies standards, schools through the state have until fall 2024 to either adopt the new curriculum or create their own. Woodland Park School District plans to do this while adopting the American Birthright Standard outlined by the conservative coalition Civics Alliance. According to Colorado Newsline, the Colorado Constitution prohibits the State Board of Education from prescribing curriculums, but local districts can add additional content to their curriculums as long as they include the content and grade level objectives outlined in the state standards. However, the Board of Education already rejected the American Birthright Standard on the state level last year. According to Colorado Newsline, the district's social studies teachers were not at all included in the school board's decision-making process around the standards. It is still unclear how the district plans to include both standards into the school curriculum, but they have assured the Colorado Department of Education their curriculum will meet or exceed state standards. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
Colorado lawmakers gave the go-ahead Thursday to a study that will examine if biochar can successfully plug and sequester carbon in abandoned oil and gas wells. Proponents suggest biochar, a charcoal substance made by burning organic matter at high temperatures and low oxygen levels, could sequester carbon, fill defunct wells, filter dangerous gas leaks, and stop carbon from forming carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas. Among questions of feasibility, the approved legislation directs Colorado State University researchers to run tests to determine if biochar can work for the state's defunct wells. Representative Karen McCormick, a Longmont Democrat, is one of the bill's sponsors. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be sunny with a high of 55 degrees for Denver, 53 degrees for Boulder, and 51 degrees for Fort Collins. Winds will be light and variable throughout the day, ranging from 5 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a low of 23 degrees for Fort Collins, 28 degrees for Boulder, and 27 degrees for Denver. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.